You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. Good to have you with us right here on the Team 980. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. What is up? It is the Yellow Rooster on the radio. Right here, again, on this Tuesday afternoon. After the Commanders had a burgundy and gold intra-squad scrimmage called the Battle of the Brotherhood. Interesting. Terry McLaurin was out of practice. So here's the thing. Ben Schrober alongside. The Commanders have already cost themselves, I believe, money in the Terry McLaurin situation. Now they are desperately, desperately trying to keep the toothpaste in the tube as much as they can. But by not being super uber aggressive in doing this, early this offseason, they allowed the DK Metcalf deal, which of course was problematic as soon as it hit. And this was the only show that said that. And no other show even batted an eyelash. We told you it would be a big-time problem right from the get-go. We knew it. We're right. The Ja'Marr Chase deal got done. $40 million a year. The DK Metcalf deal got done, obviously. The Garrett Wilson deal got done. And the Courtland Sutton deal got done. Along with the T. Higgins deal. Now, you can say that because Courtland Sutton, who got his deal done a couple of weeks ago, is reasonably in the ballpark of the same player as Terry McLaurin, even though it's not accurate. Terry's better. You can say, hey, man, Courtland Sutton got this. We can't give Terry 32, 33, 34. And you're probably right. Just like when Mike Evans signed his deal a couple of years ago. Right? Mike Evans was 30. And he only got 20 and a half. And that guy's going to the Hall of Fame. That hurt overall the argument points for Terry McLaurin, right? That's the market in the Commanders' eyes. The market for Terry McLaurin in his eyes is DK Metcalf and maybe more. And obviously somebody, probably both sides are going to have to budge. But sometimes pride, arguments, belief, right? It takes more than just, split it down the middle and nothing to see here. Because it's not only average annual value. Again, don't be completely fooled by that. Some of that is funny money. But it's also guarantees. It's fully guaranteed. It's structure. And if I had to guess, Terry McLaurin is looking essentially for three almost fully guaranteed years as part of a 4 or 5 year extension on top of this year, if I had to guess. And then you look at how other teams do business. So Strobes at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that Terry was with Sam Cosmi, and this notion that this isn't Adam Peters' first long-term negotiation as a general manager, even though a lot of people have said that. Actually, they got a deal done, an extension done with Sam Cosmi. I thought it was late. I thought it was after the market had been reestablished. They got it done eventually. But Strobes pointed out, and it was a good point, that it was right before the season opener in Tampa. So what was that, like roughly September 5th, 6th, something, somewhere in that range?
Like the 4th, I think.
Yeah, 4th, whatever. So we all know, as many have told you, where Adam Peters comes from, San Francisco, they have a history of doing late negotiations and finally coming to a head and finally getting a deal done, usually right before the season, right after the season, what have you. Different dates for everybody. And then there's the Dallas Cowboys, right? There's the Dallas Cowboys, who got a deal done late last year, right before, I think, the regular season for Dak Prescott, have had all sorts of issues, CeeDee Lamb, so on and so forth. And a lot of people believe that they have made mistakes by waiting until the last second, trying to get the agent and the player to blush, to cave, doing what NFL owners have always done to the Players Association, which is what? Force their hand, because they know they don't want to skip paychecks and make them take a worse deal. That's the belief of ownership around the league, is you wait, you wait, you wait, you wait, players will get antsy, agents will get thirsty, and they'll cave. And they'll give in. And then they'll sign. They won't want to miss paychecks. And that is the belief, I believe, of a lot of owners, of a lot of general managers, of a lot of contract negotiators, to wait and wait and wait and wait. And hopefully the player, usually the player and the agent, give in. And then you get a deal done. And that's a great strategy if it doesn't cost you a lot more money. If it doesn't cost you a lot more money. So, like with Micah Parsons, of course, he's in the fifth-year option. He missed the 4 games last year. Again, Jerry Jones, remember, said it was 6. Then he filed for divorce, and he said he's considering disassociating with the Cowboys and this, that, and the other thing. He didn't want to negotiate a deal without his agent, so on and so forth. Jerry Jones completely dismissed the agent last year, saying he didn't even know who he was. That was about a different negotiation, whatever. Okay? Again, Micah Parsons requested a trade. Terry McLaurin has requested a trade. Myles Garrett screamed to everyone to the high heavens that he wanted out of Cleveland. As soon as Cleveland caved and paid him, Myles Garrett was signing on the dotted line. There's all sorts of things here, okay? But what Bill Barnwell of ESPN wrote about today, and I don't think Bill Barnwell is, the greatest thing since sliced bread like some other people in my industry do. He's fine, does a good job. I don't like think he knows more about football than everyone else. But what he wrote about was how basically Dallas, the Cowboys, bungled the Dak Prescott negotiations, how waiting to sign CeeDee Lamb cost the organization, and how Jerry Jones and his son and other people have made Micah Parsons mad, and why the Cowboys are operating in such a manner. And he goes and he starts in 2019, and he gives some details about Dak Prescott. And he said the fourth-year pro at that point, back in 2019, Dak Prescott reportedly wanted a deal worth more than $30 million per season. They couldn't find a common deal. They let him play out the final year of his deal. Then they used a franchise tag at $31.4 million in 2020. The team offered him a $33 million per year deal, and eventually Prescott signed a four-year $160 million deal, averaging $40 million per year. So, I mean, obviously, again, just based on those numbers, Dak Prescott cost them a lot more than ultimately he was originally asking for, right? And then, with, again, 1 year left on his deal last year, 2024, the Cowboys, as Barnwell put it, gave Prescott the most friendly player-friendly deal in football. Four-year, $240 million extension. First player in league history to average $60 million per season on a new pack. It was the first Sunday of the regular season, so I guess it was, right, they played, I think they played that night on Sunday Night Football or whatever it was. He got $129 million of the contract guaranteed at signing, $231 million if you include injury guarantees of the 240. So again, not fully guaranteed, but a lot of it was at least guaranteed for injury. No tag, no trade clause, this, that, and the other thing. Okay? So Barnwell goes on to discuss other deals and other quarterbacks and how Dallas went way over and paid $60 million per year. Other quarterbacks were making $53, $54, 55, so on and so forth, right? And again, he goes back and forth, and he lays out an intelligent argument. I'm not saying that it's not, but he just shows how, through numbers and through negotiations and whatnot, that Dak Prescott made a lot more money than he should have, than he could have, if Dallas had been proactive in trying to sign him. So then he goes through the CeeDee Lamb situation, right? And again, I'm trying to shorten this up. For the radio, you can read the whole thing. It's on the cover story of ESPN, and it's well done, again. But he talks about how a bunch of receivers, Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, Cooper Kupp, reset the wide out market in 2022. Spring of 2023 would have been a great time for the Cowboys to sign Lamb to an extension. But then they waited for all of these deals to be done, right? Other deals, and he points out that while there was a little bit of a stagnation in terms of extensions, the wide receiver market played out where they could have signed CeeDee Lamb during this window and again saved them a lot of money. But then CeeDee Lamb goes off for $17.49 and an all-pro appearance in 2023. He explodes onto the scene, right? He's 1 year, again, closer to unrestricted free agency. The Cowboys have the fifth-year option on him, $17.9 million in 2024. Then they could franchise him without a new deal, blah, 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 blah. Then other contracts get done. And again, I'm trying to shorten the details here, okay, just so we can move on. And Justin Jefferson signs his four-year, $35 million per year deal, so on and so forth. And the Cowboys are basically holding off on a CeeDee Lamb deal. And CeeDee Lamb doesn't get Justin Jefferson money, but he doesn't get much shorter than that. He gets 4 years, $34 million. Right? So again, he could have probably been had. for 20, let's just call it between 25 and 28, and ultimately he signs for 34 per year. And people say, well, what's a big deal? There's no difference between a couple of $1 million. The cap is going up. There's a huge difference. Especially if that cost increase is $6, $7 million per year on average. Because that trickles down to the requisite guarantees. You can't have a $34 million average annual value on a contract and have guarantees that are not prohibitive. Period.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kind of connected. But as Barnwell points out, the Cowboys likely spent $14 million more on Lamb's deal in 2024 than they could have negotiated it for in 2023. And then on top of that, what he calculates is between the Dak Prescott miscalculation and negotiation and the CD Lamb mistake, again in Barnwell's eyes and the data, $63.9 million in extra money paid by the Cowboys for their negotiating tactics. Now, with the Micah Parsons situation, we know, again, Micah has threatened divorce, this, that, and the other thing. But we also know that Micah Parsons is on a fifth-year option for this year at just over $24 million per year. Now, in the last couple of months, right? Actually, going back a year, Nick Bosa, five-year, $170 million contract. T.J. Watt got a contract slightly bigger than Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett got $40-plus million. The price for Micah Parsons is probably over $40 million. It's probably over $40 million. Whereas, if they would have signed Micah Parsons to an extension, say, a year ago, before the Myles Garrett money came in, before the T.J. Watt money came in, when the Nick Bosa money, say, was in, even though, again, they're all different players, he would be in that area. They could have probably, compared to what they are going to have to pay, assuming that they pay it, could have saved $6, $7, $8 million per year on Micah Parsons. Because the market wasn't established at that point to include T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett. Hell, it's not even including T.J. Hendrickson, whatever his name is, in Cincinnati. And that's the reason why Cincinnati won't pay him, because the market has gone up exponentially. And so Barnwell calculates, and I don't think he's... Oh, Max Crosby was also included in this, right? He signed a $35.5 million extension per year. He says if Parsons signs his deal with the Cowboys or somewhere else, what we just said, it'll likely top Watt's average salary. It's likely a four-year, $172 million total with an average salary of $43 million per season. Again, the guarantees would be enormous. If you factor in the $24 million on the fifth-year option that he's being paid this year, it would work out to essentially a five-year, nearly $200 million deal, an average of just over $39 million a year. So on and so forth. They could have paid him in the 20s and then into the low 30s. So Barnwell calculates, again, that because they waited and because they dragged their feet, that the Cowboys' negotiating tactics have cost them approximately $100 million. Now listen, I'll say this, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. Nobody cares about Jerry Jones and $100 million. He's got more money than he knows what to ever do with. Billions upon billions upon billions. Nobody cares. It's salary cap room. This is not about, here in Washington, Josh Harris not wanting to pay Terry McLaurin to make him whole. To be fair, if there was no salary cap, I'm guessing Josh Harris probably would have said, pay Terry 32, 33, whatever. We'll deal with it. We'll make it up. Whatever. But you can't do that in a salary cap sport. But by waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting on Dak Prescott, on Micah Parsons, on CeeDee Lamb, and even on Terry McLaurin, these teams, and it does take two to tango, these teams have cost themselves way more money. Again, there is an inherent risk in paying somebody too early. What if they suffer a catastrophic injury? I.e. Rashawn Slater, right? Signs a four-year extension. 3 days later, blows out his patella tendon. He may never be the same again. We don't know. There is a risk. I get it. I understand. And it requires some luck, some good fortune, some good health, what have you. But by the Cowboys waiting, as long as they have on all of these deals that we just chronicled through Barnwell at ESPN and through other guys in the league at similar positions, setting and establishing the market, that's doing the negotiating for you. That's costing you millions per year and multiple millions, 20, 30, whatever millions, over the life of a contract. Whereas if you do the contract up front, and like, if you think I'm crazy about this, you're missing the point, because I will be hammering the Commanders to get a deal done with Jaden Daniels the second they're allowed. Assuming that Jaden Daniels is anywhere close to what he was in year one, in year two, in year three. And they're not allowed to do it until year three. But they should immediately do it. Immediately. Even if it backfires. Because of this. All right, I'm late for a break, but you get the point. This was important. I think this is important. Teams have to be proactive. You can't wait until a player gets close to free agency or until the market keeps setting and establishing itself. If there is a mistake that Adam Peters and the Commanders made in the Terry McLaurin situation, it's not being uber aggressive earlier. And now they seem to be, in a way, using the market that they see, that they feel, to their advantage on top of that. But that's not right, because the market has changed so much that even if Terry isn't worth $33 million because he's 2.5 years older than DK Metcalf, he's not worth $24 million, not worth $25 million. The market has changed in so many ways. teams have to understand. They have to get ahead of the curve. And so often, as the Cowboys have just chronicled, and we've talked about this, the Commanders, so on and so forth, and other teams have done it too. They wait, they wait, they wait, they wait, and they screw themselves. And then they overpay when they could have had it done early. We're with you live on the Team 980 on your radio all throughout the DMV and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. If you want to chime in, 301-230-0980. We will make the turn and talk about Jaden Daniels not playing last Friday night, a poor practice today, how much he should practice next Monday, how much he should play, rather, next Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals on the Team 980. And again, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.